I've got a glass in my hand, and I'm ready to take that first sip. I could be at my desk with a cup of coffee, or sitting on the couch with a glass of wine, or maybe I've got a whiskey, done neat. But a few things never change when I take these sips. Time stops, the walls fall away, background noises disappear, and I am completely lost in the story. The twisting plots, the emotions, and the suspense of not knowing how the story is going to end. Welcome to Sipping on Stories. My name is Rose McInerney, and I am so excited to host you and some sip-worthy guests in this new storytelling podcast. As you'll come to find, I am addicted, completely addicted to great stories. My hope when you come into our story lounge is that you're going to kick back and let me wash away some of the negativity in the world. I'll do this by having real conversations with people who have gone through painful experiences and challenges, and they've come out better, even stronger than they were before, by building hope and finding passion in their lives. You're going to meet some change makers from different backgrounds and places in the world who show us how to move beyond fear, pain, and doubt. They help us to live stronger and better than we ever thought possible. And I'm betting that they're also going to make you feel more alive and more curious and possibly even more connected to the world when you hear their stories. The thing is, that's what great stories do. They light up the frontal cortex of our brain and they dig deep into our emotions and our experiences in both conscious and unconscious ways. As a writer, I've been really fortunate to have shared hundreds of stories about incredible people. You're going to meet some of them in our first season. People like Tamea. She's a woman who was sex trafficked from Budapest to Toronto just over a decade ago. She learned the power of freedom and compassion and is now the CEO of a company fighting to free more than 40 million victims of trafficking every year. You're also going to meet women like Dr. Bronwyn King. She's an oncologist that dares to fight the tobacco industry. She just couldn't take losing another patient to cancer anymore, and she decided to fight back. These are just some of the stories. We kick our episodes off with a doctor of happiness. We figured that was a great place to start. He studies the science of the happy brain. His recipes for joy are going to help you to move closer to a better place in life. The list of people that we have on the show is endless, but I'm guessing that probably right about now you're saying to yourself, okay, who is this Rose? Why should I listen to her? No problem. I get that. It's valid. Well, maybe if I told you I've written 5 best-selling novels and I've won an Academy Award, you might trust me more. Or if I told you that I was great friends with Ryan Reynolds, I had some of the smartest scientists on the planet in my circle of friends, and, you know, that I had climbed Kilimanjaro, you'd feel really convinced. Well, you know what? None of this is really true. I did climb Kilimanjaro, but to be honest with you, none of this really matters. It's really about sipping on stories, and sipping on stories is about sipping together with you. I've felt what great stories look like, and I've also learned that every story is filled with pain and happiness. I can relate to both of these places. I'm the mother of 3 daughters, and I have 5 multiracial grandkids. I've got stockpiles of happiness that include being married to the same guy I fell in love with more than 30 years ago. My happiness means as well that I've been able to take things on a career level, like my publishing business. It's all about inspiring greater joy and meaning in the magazine that I put out and the writers that I work with. But the change makers who have been to the bottom of the most gut-wrenching grief are not alone. We've all been there, haven't we? I have. After losing my adopted 22-year-old son in a tragic gun accident, and then a year later, my brother to suicide. Quite honestly, I thought I'd never recover. Yet both times in my grief, people carried me. They lifted me through the pain and they helped me to see that I could be happier again. After I started writing about these kinds of experiences and the amazing stories that inspired me, I started looking harder for radically positive change. It made me feel different inside. It helped me to be a better version of me. So, as we start the Sipping on Stories journey, what I hope for you is that you're going to sit back, you're going to grab a drink, and you're going to let me help inspire you. And here's what I promise to you. If you hit that subscribe button, I will work like hell to entertain, to enlighten, and to show you how to harness your best life. I hope that you live life well and that you make every single sip count. Take care, and I look forward to meeting you on our first episode. And for now, that's a wrap.